Hey everybody, it's Sam from Daily Sports Betting Overtime. Some of you wrote in 2 weeks ago. I just kind of off the top of my head gave you, what was it, six players. I think we bet four in the top five and two in the top ten. And we had, I think, three or four cash. And so last week, I'll just be real honest with you, I didn't pay any attention, didn't think of doing it. No one wrote me and said, hey, I like that, or why don't you do some more of that or anything. So it really wasn't in my head, and I didn't put it on my schedule. And so, I guess some of you were expecting me to do the challenge last night and pick between Brooks and Aaron Rodgers and Phil and Tom Brady. And I'll just be honest with you, if I would have picked, now it would have probably been different if I had completed some research, but if I would have just picked off the top of my head, I would have gotten it wrong, because I would have guessed Tom Brady would have been a better golfer than Aaron Rodgers, but whatever. But it started, I think, at 5 on the East Coast, and by like 7 or 8, I had emails. Are you going to pick the golf tournament this week? And it was only like 2 or 3 people. And I thought, I mean, I guess I can. I hadn't planned on it. It's not on my schedule. I don't really know. I didn't think it was that big of a tournament. I wrote that back to the very first guy that wrote. I said, I didn't think this week was a very big tournament. And his response was, it's big as far as money for players, and I think he told me you get 500 PGA points if you win, I think. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I've got a little bit of time. I guess I can research that. So let's get you guys up to date. Starting tomorrow, I'm giving them to you tonight, because we all know that if the podcast episode goes out at 4, 5, 6, it's not going to leave you enough time to listen to it on the way to work and you to make bets before, I think, the first tee time is 7:35. And so this way you can listen to this episode at your leisure. You can do it at lunch or after work. You guys can do it, you know, in the evening, during, you know, intermission or halftime or whatever. And so I thought, yeah, I'll do it. So this week, starting tomorrow, and runs until Sunday, July 8th through the 12th, is the John Deere Classic. It's being held at Silvis, Illinois. It's at the TPC John Deere. And this gentleman that wrote me was right. The purse for this tournament is $6,200,000. The winner is going to get $1,116,000. $1,001,000 for winning it. No problem. No big deal. So, a lot of you got mine the week before last, because I didn't give you a winner. Well, it was because I wasn't betting on a winner. And I told you, if I give you anything officially on this podcast, it's because I'm betting on it. But since so many of you griped, I will do it. For my best bet winner, I'm going to take the favorite. I'm taking Daniel Berger. He's got 9-1 odds. And I found it at one place. It's plus 1,048 odds. Which means at what I quoted you, the 9-1 odds, if you bet a dollar, you'd win 9. If with the other place, if you bet a dollar, you would win $10. So that's who I'm thinking may win. Let's hope he doesn't get cut on Friday. So then what I decided to do, I suck at golf. That's why, yes, I got lucky a week and a half ago. Or 2 weeks ago. I got lucky. We cashed. I was happy with that. I wasn't planning on making it an every week thing. But we're going to go. So, for my top five, and I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I'm betting $5. So, $25 on the top five I'm picking. Okay? So, my top five is $5 on Daniel Berger, who is plus 230 to be in the top five. Brian Hardman, which I'm betting plus 300. Or at plus 300. Still betting $5. Cameron Davis is my kind of, I guess, mid pick. And then I chose two dark horses. I chose Troy Merritt to place $5 on. He's plus 800. And then Doc Redman. He's at plus 1,000. So everybody got that. You got those down. We're going Berger, Hardman, Davis, Redman, Merritt. So then I'm betting five in the top 10. I just got to reach the top 10. So, I'm going with Sungjae Im. That's I-M. Plus 175 to be in the top 10. Russell Henley. Plus 194. I almost put this one in the top five. I'll just be real honest. When the tournament matchups or the round matchups come out, I actually probably will play him a lot if he's in a lot of matchups where I can. Siwoo Kim, K-I-M, plus 312 to be in the top 10. Doug Gim. I've heard people pronounce it him. Plus 140. Or excuse me, plus 450. His last name is G-H-I-M. Again, I bet that at plus 450. And then my last pick for the top 10 is Ryan Moore. Plus 574. So for your bets that I'm just doing top 10 on, I am Henley, Kim, Moore, Jim, which is G H I M. These are the only ones I'm probably keeping track of. I know a couple of you got mad at me week before last because I wasn't saying who was winning each day. Well, if they're not somebody I bet on, I don't care. I don't care that they're winning. If you bet on them, you keep track of them. I'm not going to keep track of your favorite golfer. So, we'll see how we do. If we win any kind of money or we do anything with this, that will determine whether we only play the majors, which is what we've been doing in golf, or whether we do this, you know, once a month, every week, what we exactly do with this. So, you got 5 top 10 picks, you got 5 top 5 picks, and then you got an outright winner pick. 11 picks. Please bet responsibly. Don't bet any more than you can afford. Do not take your money for the week. Say you've got $50 for the week. Don't ignore the picks that are going on today and throw it all on Daniel Berger. Number one, the odds are tremendous that he might not win. Two, you've now tied up all your money until Sunday. Three, I suck at golf. I'm just doing this for the couple of you who wrote in and said, do you care to do some research and give us some golf picks? Well, there you go. I gave you what you wanted. So, that's where we stand with that. So, guys, if you think you have a problem with gambling, which I think if you're writing me, who I honestly tell you, I suck at golf picks. If you're writing me to give you golf picks that you are actually going to bet decent money on and not just throw a dollar on it, you may have a problem gambling. Anyway, if anyone close to you thinks you have a problem gambling, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly so they can give you the right help, support, and guidance and make the appropriate referrals to someone in your area. I wish you the best of luck betting on golf, just like I hope I have the best of luck on betting golf. There's nothing more than I would like to win at this. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not betting on it. Anyway, as always, I will talk to you guys soon. And I'll see you down the road.